Welcome to the program. Ukraine's president says he's headed to the US for talks with Joe Biden in his first foreign trip since the Russian invasion began in February. Volodymyr Zelensky tweeted to say that he is on his way to strengthen resilience and defence capabilities of Ukraine. The leader has also confirmed he will address the US Congress and hold several bilateral meetings. Washington has been Kyiv's biggest supporter with some $20 billion in military assistance so far. The White House has released a statement saying President Biden will announce a significant new package of security assistance to help Ukraine defend itself against Russian aggression. Melinda Herring is a Ukraine specialist and deputy director of the Atlantic Council's Eurasia Centre. She says Zelensky's security will be a top priority.
It's a big deal because there are enormous security concerns. We know that the Russians wanted to whack Volodymyr Zelensky back in February, so this visit had to be kept a secret. It was a secret until the 11th hour, until it was no longer a secret. I think it's also significant that he's coming to Washington first to say thank you to President Biden and that he's also going to Congress. So I expect him to spend most of his time and energy on Capitol Hill because he knows that Capitol Hill has the most sympathy and can do the most for him. I think he's less concerned about Congress than we were, three months ago. It looks like Congress is going to continue the same policies toward Ukraine. On weapons in particular, Republicans are solid. Where Republicans are not solid and where I'm worried is budget support. And this is the category of money. It's billions of dollars that taxpayers are giving to make sure that the Ukrainian state stays afloat. And that is controversial among Republicans. You need three things to get Ukraine through the winter. You need air defense systems, and there aren't enough air defense systems to protect Ukraine because it's such a big country. It needs airplanes. So I hope Zelensky, I expect him to bring that up with President Biden and say, come on, we need more airplanes in order to fight this. And also, please help us with the emergency assistance to keep our electrical grid alive. We don't know how many more strikes the system can take before it goes down.
Let's bring in Charles Stratford, who joins us live now from Kyiv. Hello there, Charles. This visit certainly signals the importance of Ukraine's relationship with the US, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and of course it comes at a critical time in the wake of these weeks of missile and kamikaze drone strikes against Ukrainians' vital energy infrastructure. More than 1,000, we understand, in these recent weeks. And, it underscores the kind of reliance that Zelensky has on Western weapons, on Western support, and the US in particular. We understand that this new arms package that is going to be announced in Washington could be worth another $2 billion. That's already on top of a commitment of, $18.5 billion from the US. A lot of focus is going to be on whether we're going to hear an announcement finally about these Patriot missile systems that the Ukrainians have been asking for so long. This has been a hugely controversial subject. Previously, the Biden administration has said no, it wouldn't be sending this kind of weaponry because it was so advanced. And there were fears, it's understood, that this could be seen as an escalation by Russia, or an escalation. Moscow could see it as an escalation. And of course, there are huge challenges in using these weapons. They are very complex to use. They involve a lot of training. Some analysts say that Patriot missile training can take up to a year. We don't know whether that training has started. Certainly it hasn't in this country, but there are some analysts saying that training may well have started in some of the European countries. People have been talking about Germany. As I say, they're very, very complex to use. They're very expensive. Each missile can cost between $3 and $5 million, but they're seen as vital in boosting the air defense of this country. It's going to be very interesting to see whether we finally get an announcement on that. And as you heard the analyst there say, there's going to be a lot of talk about possible additional sanctions and additional weaponry that is needed. It's interesting that this visit comes a day after the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was on the front line in the town of Bakhmut, where there is the most intense fighting going. No gains really being made by either side, but we know that thousands of soldiers, both Ukrainians and Russians, have been killed in what they describe as being described as the Bakhmut meat grinder, a real war of attrition there. So, yes, this visit is of huge significance. Hopefully, for the Ukrainians, it's going to give them more weapons, more support, and it is a very strong signal to the Kremlin and Vladimir Putin in Russia.
It certainly is. Thank you very much for that update, as always. Charles Stratford, live for us in Kyiv. And as Charles mentioned earlier, Zelensky visited the eastern front line city of Bakhmut. The region is the latest epicentre in the conflict, with some of the heaviest fighting with Russians. Local sources told Al Jazeera Russian forces and fighters from the Wagner Group have lost some of their positions on the southern side of the city. Control of Bakhmut would give the Kremlin a boost in their battle for the Donbass region.
I want to say that we see what remains of where they left. Nothing is alive. This issue isn't just in the Donbass. That is why I want to tell you, here in Donbass, you protect the whole of Ukraine. Because after Donbass, they will do all this in other cities of our country, because they don't want anything Ukrainian. I am 100% sure of this. And therefore, the protection of the whole of Ukraine rests on your shoulders, not just Donbass.